First, 2018 is coming to a close. Grammy nominations are out. Holiday songs are all over the radio. So it's a good time to take stock of some of the year's best music.
Our guest says that some of the most exciting work this year came from female songwriters and that critics were rediscovering a love for pop music. He also brought some of his favorite songs of the year to share with us.
Justin Barney is the music director for 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. He's with us now in our studio. Justin, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me back, man.
Before we get to particular clips, and maybe this is a hard question to answer, I don't know, but was 2018 a good year for music? Did you feel like we had a bountiful harvest?
Every single time, we get to a new year and I'm like, is this going to be the year that time forgot? And sometimes you get through the year, you get to the end of the year and you're like, what happened?
What just happened?
Yeah. And then I go through and I was making my top 10 and I'm pulling records off the shelf. And I'm like, for making my top 10, I always pull out the albums that I bought this year so I can have a physical look at all of them. And I'm pulling album after album after album. And I'm like, I have 30 albums here to make my top 10. So yes, it was a good year in music.
One of the big trends you saw this year was a wave of great songs from female songwriters. What were some of the things that stuck out to you as far as their work is concerned?
I think for me, women really dominated a lot of the music in 2018. I mean, not only in my personal list, I made my top 10 list, but then checking everybody else's, it just seems that it was like 80-20 women to men in all the critics' top 10 and 20 albums of the year. I think women writing songs and singing songs, it's hard to tell exactly where that comes from, but no matter who you slice it, no matter whose list you were looking at, it was women that dominated 2018.
Well, let's jump in on that because the top album and song on your 2018 list is from Lucy Dacus. She put out her second album this year, I understand, called Historian. Before you give a listen, can you tell us a little about what you like about her?
Lucy Dacus, she came out with this album in 2016, and she was on my radar because she had this song called I Don't Want to Be Funny Anymore. And I thought it was like an interesting song title, an interesting take. And then this song came out, or the album Historian came out in the middle of the year, and I listened to it. And I was like, this is solid. And then something happened and it came around at the end of the year and I took another listen and it was just like every single song was so heavy hitting. Every sentiment was a bit nuanced. Every all of the songs had an original thought in them.
Let's give a listen to one of those songs, Night Shift.
In 5 years, I hope the songs feel like covers.
Wanted to let the beat drop there, so it didn't sound just like a ballad. This also rocks a little bit.
Yeah, that song, Night Shift, it's really two songs. There's like the beginning, and I talked to Lucy Dacus about this, and I said, you know, what's going on with that song? It's two songs in one. And the song, she was like, I was writing about this relationship, and I got halfway through, and I was like, I'm frustrated and angry about this too. And then in that part, you hear like the guitars come in, and it has these four lines, and there's something really satisfying about learning the lines of a song and then singing them. I had a moment with that album where those four lines came and I wrote them down so that I would memorize them as I was listening to the song. And then I was like doing my laundry and I just went outside on KK in Bayview and I just yelled along with all the words of that song. It was a very therapeutic moment. It was great.
Mitski is another female songwriter that's gotten a lot of attention this past year. Before we listen to a clip from her, what was it about her sound that's gotten people so excited?
Mitski started, she was put on my radar two albums ago. She released an album, great title, Bury Me at Makeout Creek. And then she released Puberty 2 2 years ago that kind of had all these songs that had this kind of a slow boil. Again, these big guitars with distortion. And then she released Be the Cowboy this year, which it really took critics by storm. It's on everybody's top list. What stands out for me with Mitski is that she really wants it. There's really a desire for her to be successful in music and to have and create this thing that she's proud of. She's got this song Geyser that starts it, that talks about she's got this swelling in her, and that that swelling geyser is this like desire to be successful in music and this desire to be proud of this thing that she made and be the cowboy itself is like be that energy that the cowboy that walks into the room and owns it. And I think she manifested her own destiny here and became the number one album for a lot of critics.
So let's take a listen to the song. It's from her latest album. This one's called Me and My Husband.
I steal a few breaths from the world for a minute, and then I'll be nothing forever. And all of my memories and all of the things I have seen will be gone with my eyes, with my body, with me.
That's Mitski as we talk to Justin Barney from Radio Milwaukee, looking at his, we'll get to at least some of his top 10 list, plus some Wisconsin picks for the best music of 2018. Let's move on. We're just jumping around your list here. I hope
sure.
that's okay.
Yeah.
Super Organism, the band. Let's go right to a quick listen to them, the track Something for Your Mind.
For us, the bourgeoisie, so carefree. Remember when we... I don't know why you need to get by.
Something for your mind.
All right, a little zany there. What's Super Organism all about?
Nobody is having more fun making music than Super Organism. I talked to the lead singer, Orno, who is 18 years old, and she just graduated high school. She was born in Tokyo, and she moved to Maine to go to high school. And I was asking her how she brought this band together. And she was in high school. She's watching YouTube. And on YouTube, there's like the sidebar that has related videos. And it was for this group from Australia. And she clicked on them. She really liked their music. And then she was going back home to Tokyo. And they were going on tour in Tokyo. And she went to the show. And then after the show, she sent them a Facebook message. And they met up. And they like had coffee together, and then she went back to high school in Maine, and she said, you know, send me some songs to sing over. And then they sent her these songs that had these like crazy samples, and there's these like rubber band bass in it and stuff. And she wrote the lyrics, and she recorded them in one day, and she sent them back, and that was how Super Organism started. And
wow.
I saw them play in four different states this year because they are that amazing. And Orno, I mean, she gets up to the microphone and they have the microphone set at the lowest it can, and she just barely gets to the top of it, but she owns that stage like she is 10 feet tall. They have so much fun and bring such a great live show and just have fun making music.
Now, I'm an old school
sure.
hip-hop fan. I'm a huge fan of hip-hop. And mm-hmm. I'm curious about this next artist who is from Milwaukee, who seems to incorporate jazz and gospel
yes.
into hip-hop. Cameron Henderson, better known as Lord Freddy. First of all, what kind of things is he addressing in his music?
Lord Freddy is from the north side of Milwaukee, and he rocks the north side. The album is called North, N-O-R-F. It's the ballad of Hot Ronald, and the stuff that he is addressing is the stuff that happens on the north side of Milwaukee. He is addressing the crime in that area, the things that he sees between police officers, and what, you know, his experience as a black man on the north side of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
He is talking about his own relationships that he has. You know, he has a child, and he talks about having, you know, paying child support and loving really, truly. Every time I'm with him, he's with his baby, and he is just such a loving father. I love seeing those two together.
You know that North is an industry term, right?
Is it?
I'm just kidding. Oh. Here is here's Lord Freddy's song, Sanctified.
I tell myself even God had patience, and every evil spirit done not say. Thousand words worth 50 of your lives. Mother lover, you ain't heard photoshop.
Lord Freddy there from Milwaukee as we talk to Justin Barney, music director for Radio Milwaukee, looking at some of his favorite songs from 2018.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What were your favorite songs or albums of 2018? Were there artists that made it onto your radar for the first time this year? Whether it's songs at the top of the charts or something lesser known that got you excited this year, give us a call, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can email ideas@WPR.org.
We'll pick up that conversation and hear more music from Justin coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Darrell Connor.
Right now, we're picking up our chat with Justin Barney, music director at Radio Milwaukee, looking back at some of his favorite music of 2018. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What new releases did you love this year? Let us know about your favorite songs and albums, big hits, or something more obscure, or maybe something local. Call 800-642-1234.
Now, we covered hip-hop a little bit. Mm-hmm. I want to kind of move to more of a rock sound. Jeff Rosenstock put out some of your favorite work, from what I hear.
Yes.
This year, his album is called Post. I understand this is a workout song for you. What gets you pumped up about Jeff Rosenstock?
It's a workout song in a weird way that I love listening to sad music while I work out. But it does have a lot of energy. On January 1st of this year, Jeff Rosenstock dropped Post, and I joked that it was my favorite album of the year when it came out. And at the end of the year, it ended up being number two on my list. Jeff Rosenstock, he was in these pop punk bands like Bomb the Music Industry in the early aughts, and he makes music that is fun to sing along with. And I have been to several Jeff Rosenstock shows on this tour, and it is one of those shows where the crowd is singing louder than he is, and the whole crowd is together, and nice. Everyone's like sweating it up in the pit, and it's a fun show to be at. It's got a fun energy to it, and it's just a great it's just great to let loose and sing along with these songs.
Here is a clip from the song called All This Useless Energy from Jeff Rosenstock.
Kind of anthem-y almost. I could see singing along with that if I knew the words.
Yeah. It's a lot of his music is anthemic and big. And you know, we're talking about my top 10 albums of the year here, and everybody's list is very personal to themselves. Mine is fairly reflective of what other critics have at the top of their list. But one thing that I think of every time at this in the year is that it is my job to listen to music, and I constantly feel like I'm behind the eight ball. Like everyone knows something that I don't. Like, I am behind it, and so it's okay to feel like you're lost as well, because it's my job to know what's happening in music, and oftentimes I feel lost.
That makes me feel better for not keeping up as well as I could. I want to bring out a caller. Javier is on the line in Madison. Javier, hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Who'd you want to tell us about?
Yeah, I was going to tell you about, there's a Spanish singer, she debuted her album at the end of the year called Mal de Querer, and her song Malamente. She used to sing flamenco, and she takes from that flamenco and mix it up with rhythms of pop, trap, rap.
Ooh.
It's really awesome.
What's the name of the singer, Javier?
Rosalia.
Rosalia. Ooh. Okay, that is something else to add to our list and check out.
Rosalia, that album is amazing. That was at the top of a lot of critics' albums, too. I mean, she really came through with this album, and we've had a lot of music. Like last year, we had Despacito that crossed over, but Rosalia, I mean, she released this album that, he said it better than I am, but I'm confirming Javier right on. I am with you. That is an amazing album.
Thanks a lot for the call, Javier.
Now, you've also been a fan of Father John Misty for a long time.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
So before we play the clip, What's he been up to on his latest album?
Okay, so God's Favorite Customer was released this year, and in the past two albums, I Love You Honey Bear and Pure Comedy, Father John Misty has kind of gotten a rap for being the loudest man in indie rock. He's got a lot of opinions. He is very verbose. You know, he's gotten in a lot of hot water for just I think for people thinking that he's just like pontificating, and he kind of like seems, you know, like he's looking down his nose at everyone. And on this album, he took a step back. He's not doing any press for it, God's Favorite Customer. It doesn't have like a big central message that he's trying to say, but it just shows that he doesn't have to have one giant message to say. Each song stands on its own. Still, just as he is writing, he is like one part Hunter S. Thompson and one part Leonard Cohen.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the guy can just, he writes an amazing song, and a song like Mr. Tillman on this album, you just see the wizardry of his songwriting and the surrealness of it. He's just a great songwriter.
Let's play the clip. This is this song's called Mr. Tillman.
Mr. Tillman, good to see you again. There's a few outstanding charges. Just before we check you in, let's see here. You left your passport in the mini fridge and a message with the desses. Here the picture isn't all just.
I like the unpredictable chord changes. It kept doing not exactly what I thought it was about to do.
Yeah, this album was a reminder for me that Father John Misty's music is both, he's a great songer, but it also just sounds great.
Talking to Justin Barney from Radio Milwaukee, he's sharing some of his favorite songs of 2018. We heard from Eric on email. Eric says, just got on my radar this year, but Milwaukee's own Gold is on his list, specifically their EP Teeth. Yeah, you've talked to us about Gold before, right, Justin?
Yes, Gold moved out of Milwaukee last year, but they are still making big moves. I think they're playing at the High Noon Saloon coming up to plug a show here in Madison. But yeah, great like synth pop band from Milwaukee that they sold out Turner Hall Ballroom last year, and they put on absolutely magnificent shows and are just great music.
Speaking of Milwaukee, we talked about Lord Freddy earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Another Milwaukee singer, Abby Jean. The song is called Isle of Misfit Toys. She's definitely one of the bigger voices on your list. Tell us a little bit about her.
Abby Jean, she has really been coming up in the Milwaukee scene and has really been embraced. She's got a voice that when you hear it, you hear a lot of weight behind it. You know, she's got a powerful voice, and no matter what she's doing, it comes across. She just released this album called Music Box Dancer, and the music box that she's in is Hi-Fi Cafe on KK, where she was a barista for many years. And I remember going into Hi-Fi and getting coffee from her. And then she's released this album. She's part of Backline, which is a series that we started at 88.9, where we're giving music grants to four musicians this year. And so she's part of this little startup that we have with musicians. And she's released Isle of Misfit Toys on this colored 7-inch. It's great. She's just got an amazing voice, writes amazing songs, and is bidding, you know, we hope the world grabs onto her like Milwaukee has grabbed onto her.
Well, here's a clip. This is a song, Isle of Misfit Toys.
Now, if you told me that this was kind of one of the forgotten artists of the late 1960s, Justin, I mean, the production is a little more up to date.
Total throwback.
There's a throwback sound in a way there.
Absolutely. She's definitely got that like 60s pop feel.
And wasn't Music Box Dancer, wasn't that at all the roller skating rinks back in the late 70s, early 80s? Remember that song? No?
No.
No, it's just me. Okay.
No,
there's a piano song called Music Box Dancer.
Sure.
The listeners all know what I'm talking about. All right. We've got a bunch more on your list. You pick one, Justin. What's one we haven't gotten to? Tell us about it, and then we'll give another listen.
Well, Kamasi Washington is on my list. Is number 7 is his album Heaven and Earth. It's rare to catch a musician who is literally the biggest musician in his genre, literally and figuratively. He's a big guy, and he is making, he's got this album Heaven and Earth where he's taking bits and pieces from albums that he has made and putting them into this one really long album. And each song, they're all jazz, and the way that the instruments come in, it just kind of rises. And you might want to check your feet, Rob, because you might be floating after a minute of listening to this song.
Well, let's give a listen to this is Street Fighter Moss by Kamasi Washington. Yeah, so this, I got to say, I should have brought this up because of your list. This was at the top of my list of, oh, I got to check out this one. This is my Justin's best of 2018 for me.
Love that. Yeah, he played a show at Turner Hall, and we all couldn't wait to see him perform. He had three drummers on stage. You know, I mean, he just like shook the place, and he is an artist that's at the biggest in his genre and doing the best work that he's doing.
All right, well, we'll leave it there for now. Justin, thanks for joining us and sharing so much great music.
Thanks for having me.
That's Justin Barney, music director for Radio Milwaukee. He was with us for a look back at the year in music, including some of his favorite tracks.
We'd still love to hear what you like this year. Send us a note with your favorite songs or albums. Just email ideas@wpr.org.
And if you check out some of the music Justin shared today, send us a note. Let us know what you think about it.